Yo, what's going on? How you guys doing? Happy Sunday. It's pretty chilly Sunday out, man. It's getting cold. Hoodie season's here already. And it's time to just, you know, get them jackets out, get them hoodies out, you know. Keep warm. I like the fall, man. I like how, you know, wear the hoodies, you just chill, make a campfire in the back, you know. Just chillax, sip on some beers, make some s'mores. That fall type weather. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, I'm right now, I'm just relaxing, man, making the best out of the weekend, just relaxing with my son, spending time with him, spend time with your loved ones, man. That's so important, man, because you just don't know, man. There's always time to make time with your kids and family members, people that you're very close to, that you love, yeah, you do whatever you can for them. That's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying? And just fuck everybody else, you know, don't worry about what everybody else doing right now, you know. Focus on them, you know, your loved ones, because they're the ones that matter. They're the ones that push you to do better for yourself, you know what I'm saying, life. Even though this whole pandemic happened and got everybody on pause and shit, but can't let it make you pause. You can't let this shit pause you. You can't let nothing pause you, man, when you have your loved ones depending on you, you know, to support them. Especially if they're young and stuff, you need to keep pushing, push yourself for better, man, and, you know, figure out what you need to do better to get better, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's making sacrifices, you know, from hanging out with friends and, you know, whatever you do. I'm not telling you not to chill with your friends. That's not, nah, you can still do that, have a life. Obviously, we all need a social life, but just focus on make sure you have your goals situated. And, you know, make sure you have what you need to provide for your family, because your loved ones will come first, regardless, you know what I'm saying? Your family comes first, your loved ones that come first, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about your neutral family, like your son, you know what I'm saying, your daughter, your kids, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Your wife, your girlfriend, whatever, man, I'm saying? Even if you're a single parent, your kids matter first, your kids come first. Don't fucking forget about that, you know, because a lot of people be forgetting about their kids, and, you know, they just focus on themselves pretty much, and they forget about them kids, your loved ones and shit like that. And it shouldn't be like that, man. You should always have your kids in mind and always be there for them and try to make, you obviously gonna work for them, you work to provide for them, obviously, but, you know, sometimes we all gotta do better. We all want to do better, you know what I'm saying? It's all about having that commitment and consistency, you know, and just be there, you know. Nobody's a perfect parent, obviously. Nobody's is. I'm far from it. I'm learning every day. But the fact that I'm there with him, you know, being there for him, that's all that matters. And that's why I'm always there. I mean, I can improve, obviously. We all got to improve in things. That's life, you know. It's all about improving. Nobody's perfect, but the fact that you try and be there, that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the pandemic, the COVID messed up, you know, my job situation, you know, but I'm still picking up hours. I'm still doing what I have to do to provide for my son. You know what I'm saying? So I got to do what I have to do. That means if I have to sacrifice some time, not seeing my boys, not seeing, you know, not chilling, not doing this, which I barely do anyways, like, you know, for what, you know, then I gotta make them sacrifices, you know. Sometimes you can't be, you know, you rather work, why don't you work a shift instead and chilling with your boys and stuff? Why don't you try to go out and do some Uber, you know, Uber Eats and make some extra bread and sacrifice that chill, you know, that day to chill with your boys? You know, be productive, try to make, you know, income to provide more for your family, you know what I'm saying, instead of hanging out, bullshitting, chilling with your boys and like that, you know, or your girls or whatever. That's all about, man. It's all about sacrifice and doing what's best for you and your kids. That's what matters, because at the end of the day, everybody can talk. Everybody talks. That's a lie. Everybody's going to say what they got to say in their mind. Oh, you should do this. They're probably decide what they'll let you know. They'll lecture you about, doing what's right, telling you what you have to do for your kids, but you should know already. You shouldn't have to take advice from nobody. I mean, it's not wrong advice, but if you a grown ass person, man, if you don't know what's wrong and right, then something's wrong with you. And if you need advice for that, then you got a situation. You know what I'm saying? You should know what the hell you got to do to provide for your kids, to make yourself better. You shouldn't have to wait for nobody to tell you that you have to do such and such this. You got to do this right. You got to do this. Nah, man. You should know better. You're grown, you know? But like I said, there's nothing wrong with taking advice from somebody. If somebody, especially if they're looking out for your interests, looking out for you, there ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you already know what you got to do, then do it, man. You know what I'm saying? Go out there and put in the work. Don't make excuses and, you know, and go for it. You know, nothing in life is easy, obviously. But when you have that mindset that, oh, I got to provide for my kid, you know, I got to do what I have to do for him, then nothing's going to stop you. You're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that mindset that if I don't do this, my kid's not going to eat. You know what I'm saying? If I don't do this, my kid's not going to have clothes. He's going to starve. He's going to, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. That's the mindset I have. So I just get it done. You know what I'm saying? I just go out there and just work and work for my shit. Do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying? To provide for him. You know, of course, you got to take care of yourself. You have to, you have to matter. You matter first, because without you, how's your kid going to survive? How's he going to, who is he going to look up to? You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure you're alive. You're healthy. You're good. And you're going to be up to provide for him. You know what I'm saying? Or for her. It's all about, you know, taking care of yourself. Because you matter at the end of the day. Because they got to look up to somebody, right? You know what I'm saying? Your kids, they want you by their side. And they need you to support them. You know what I'm saying? So just go with the flow and just do what you got to do for them. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody stop you. Because everybody's saying what's best. Everybody's going to have an opinion regardless about what you need to do, regardless. Whether it's a positive or negative, they're always going to be an opinion about something. What matters is what you like and what matters is what you do to provide for your kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're doing what you're doing, obviously, for a reason. For them, you know what I'm saying? So don't stop. Keep going, man. Just keep consistent. And just all about sacrifices, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to better yourself for a reason. And that's the reason. To do it for them. You know, to provide, to have that house, to have that, you know, to have that, you know, food for them, you know, to have clothes. Just for them, you know, until they look up to you and say like, yo, that's my dad. Hey, that's my mom. You know, she put up a lot, you know, to get where she's at right now, where he's at right now, and she sacrificed a lot to provide for us. You know what I'm saying? They look at that and they see that when they get older, and they'll be so grateful. You know what I'm saying? That you took the time and you sacrificed so much for them, that you sacrificed a lot just to provide for them. You know what I'm saying? They'll see that. You know what I'm saying? And they know. Kids are not stupid. Kids know, man. They know who's there for them and who's not there for them. You know what I'm saying? So don't get that twisted. They'll see that. And they'll be like, yo, wow. You know what I'm saying? They know. So, you know, my hats to the people out there that are actually doing what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Through this pandemic, going to work. If your job's essential, if you work in the hospital especially, or the EMTs, or the law enforcement out there, you know, y'all doing what you gotta do, because y'all sacrificing. You have to do what you gotta do, you know what I'm saying? You got no choice, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes a lot of people caught COVID, you know what I'm saying? Obviously dealing in the hospitals, you're more at risk. Like me, for example, you obviously have to wear a mask, but people are saying, oh, you gotta be careful, this and that. I'm like, yeah, obviously, yeah, I wear my mask. But there's some people say, oh, why are you there? Why are you working there? Why? Because I gotta work there. You know, I have no choice. You know, it's my job. This is what I chose, and I'm doing it. You know, I chose to work there. Why not? You know what I'm saying? If I'm good. You know, I get good pay, good benefits. It's not even about the benefits. It's about the, you know, the pay. Oh, it is, obviously, but it's having the experience too as well. What matters is I'm doing what I have to do to provide for my family, to provide for my son. That's all that matters. That's the reason why I'm doing what I have to do. You know what I'm saying? We got to make those sacrifices. So there you go. You know, it is what it is. At the end of the day, nobody's going to pay my bills, so I got to do what I have to do. I ain't worrying about COVID, you know. Obviously, we got to be protected. We know all the protocols. We know all the precautions, you know what I'm saying? So we got to, I have to do what I got to do. And I am, you know. The sacrifices you do, it's all about that. That's what it's all about. And I'm doing it. I've been doing it this whole year, you know. And thank the Lord I didn't get any COVID, you know what I mean? For all I know, you know. But some people don't have symptoms of it and they got it. But I just thank the Lord for blessing me and keeping me healthy. You know, keeping me good so I don't have to bring that home, you know. So I don't have to bring that around my son. I just thank the Lord that I'm working, you know, I'm alive, healthy, I have a job still, you know, because a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people don't have the ambition, they don't have the motivation to hustle, you know, they don't have that. Everybody's different, you know. So I just thank him for blessing me and keeping me working and, you know, giving me the strength to provide for my son and for me and, you know, and keeping me safe, you know. And for everybody out there, too, you know, the sacrifices that you guys are doing through this whole COVID for your kids is a blessing. And a lot of people don't understand that. And they need to. You know, we're still in the battle with this whole COVID. It's not over yet. But just remember, the Lord's with you. Keep blessed. And just remain humble as much as you can, man. You know, do what you have to do to provide for your family. That's all that matters, you know. COVID's here regardless, you know what I'm saying? You already know what you have to do. Protect yourself. You already know that what you have to do. You know, just follow your guidelines and just keep safe. That's all we have to do. And, you know, you realize that you're blessed because you're sacrificing yourself to provide for your family. A lot of people don't want to do that. A lot of people are working from home, but that's cool too. But, you know, a lot of people can't do that. But just stay blessed, guys. You guys are the heroes. You know, you guys are doing what you have to do to provide for your family. That's all that matters. You know, don't let nobody tell you otherwise. Don't all that negative comments, feedbacks. You're gonna get that. That's part of your journey, man. You're gonna get all that stuff, part of your career and shit like that. But at the end of the day, you know what you're doing it for. To provide. You sacrifice yourself to provide for your family. That's all that matters. And you're blessed for that. Understand that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to pay your bills, not nobody else. All right? Take care, guys. Hope you guys are doing great. Be sure to hit me out. I'll be doing these podcasts, you know, more frequently. You guys check me out on my YouTube. I just made a video about the man, you know, about the gentleman that had the issue with the cancer situation. I'm still looking for him. I DM'd him. I'm hoping, Lord willing, to get in contact with him this week so I can make a podcast with him, and then we'll take it from there. So let's see what happens, man. Hopefully he hits me up and we'll go there. We'll cross that bridge when we get there and we'll take it there, man. I hope you guys are doing good. God bless you all. Have a great day and enjoy your week, man. Take care.